This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
You know, it's one of the great honors that I get to do as host of this radio show, and having been on here for a long time and support local law enforcement and backstoppers and first responders in every way that I can. And occasionally they ask me to come and speak, so I'm going to speak today actually at a luncheon of a group of local law enforcement officers, and I'm looking forward to that. So it always saddens me when I see stories like this, right? The report that there was a pretty sharp increase in the number of officer deaths last year. We've got Joe Cardinale with us right now. He's a retired lieutenant commander with the New York Police Department and operator of Blue Line pilot cars as well. And Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Great to have you on again. Sorry that it's got to be on a story like this, but it, according to the story, the report I'm looking at, the number of deaths among law enforcement officers was up 25% in 2024.
Yes, it is. I mean, the number, I don't know what number you have there, but it comes out to 162 for the year. But one of the stats that's kept with that is the 9/11 related deaths as well. So there's 23 of those included. The year before was 155 and 31 from 9/11. But the stats are still rising. And one of the stats that, you know, that's really alarming is how many ambushes there are on police officers when they roll up on the scene and they're just fired upon immediately. And that's ever rising, you know, more so now than 3-4 years ago.
A fairly large percentage of these were gunshot related as well, correct?
Correct. You have gunshot, you have everything, there's a whole breakdown, and a lot of them are vehicular accidents as well, and that's another issue where, you know, chases are minimized right now, but still, it's not just chases. People think, oh, they see vehicular, it's a chase. No, it's people that just don't pay attention on the road when police are responding and then just get, you know, take them out on the road. You know, they just, you know, have things going on with their cell phones, and you know, it's a multitude of things. But the other stat that's not really being brought out is how many assaults on police officers. That's higher than ever. Every year it increases, and that's once again because of the criminal element that's here from other countries that has a total disregard for police, as well as our own homegrown criminals.
Do you think that some of the cities or the departments as a whole are making it more difficult for these officers to do their job, and that's maybe leading to some of these really sad statistics we're talking about? Or aside from kind of what you mentioned, what do you think is a contributing factor to what we're seeing play out here?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, I think going back years ago to the Ferguson effect and then the George Floyd incident, that contributes to it, you know, tremendously. As you saw in 21, there were more deaths that year because of everything that happened. But you're right. I mean, I'm so glad you brought that up. It's just every year something changes, and it's a, like I said, a total disregard. And it's to the point where cops don't want to take the job, and they're second-guessing themselves. You're right. You know, they say, oh, if I don't handle this right, and that's the last thing you want is a cop to second-guess him or herself.
Yeah, you know, I noticed that, and of course, we see this number in the military all the time, Joe, is that in some cases, it's one of those high-pressure jobs, professions that also lead people occasionally to take their own lives. I know those numbers were up last year as well. What kind of resources are available out there when you're in law enforcement? Is it enough?
Well, yeah, no, there's definitely room for more. I mean, you have to understand that's a very tough area. Suicides are not part of these stats, all right? That's
right.
One thing that people have to understand. They are not part of these stats. That's a separate stat. And the fact that it's happening and that's increasing, and, that, you know, it's been that way for a while. But, you know, cops want to get the help, but once you're labeled that you need help, you cannot progress in a police department because you become a liability for them if you express any kind of distress or anything like that. And that's the culture that out in Long Island, I have to applaud the Suffolk County PBA because they're handling things a little differently, you know, within, they're still making the cops, you know, helping the cops get the you know, the help they need, all right, but without advertising it to the degree of where it should be an alarm for the county, you know,
yes.
So for the whole county. So that's changing, and I think the high pressure from the public against the police officers contributes to a lot of this.
You know, I was just reading a headline this morning for one of our local TV stations, and the headline they have is police more likely to die by suicide than killed in the line of duty. And they cite this, I guess, this organization, bluehelp.org. They found there were at least 144 first responders who died by suicide in 2024. Is there truth to that? Do you think those statistics are off?
They're very high. I don't know the exact number, so I'm not going to, you know, say that that's an accurate number, but
sure.
I do know they're extremely high, and I see it every year. And it's something that I personally have spoken to so many police unions about and everything, saying we have to do something different. It should not be a scarlet, you know, a stigma, a scarlet letter when you reach out for help. And it's so often the families have no clue. And I can tell you personally about four or five officers that I know personally that I never, ever would have suspected this. And yet it happened. So you don't know what's going on in the person's mind. So that's the unknown is a big factor here. So the family can say, get help, do this, do that, and they could see the telltale signs. But a lot of times you don't see it. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Joe Cardinale, our guest, retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Commander. Joe, how is the mood in law enforcement these days under the new administration? Because my guess is they're going to get a lot more support than they were getting under the Biden administration.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could see with the recruitment for our military is going up, and also for Border Patrol, they're reapplying for Border Patrol as well, and I'm hoping that, you know, resonates throughout, you know, the whole country. And once again, I mean, it's tough in New York City. New York City is very tough because we still do not have qualified indemnification for police officers. So a lot of people are reluctant to take that job.
Right.
But I think with the president's backing and with the, you know, the attorney general and everybody in law enforcement going in the direction that it should go, which is going after bona fide criminals, I'm not saying don't hold police officers accountable for their actions. I'm saying take the handcuffs off the police, let them do their job, Let them be cops again. Stop trying to invent the wheel when it comes to policing. And you'll see things happen across the country, and it should definitely be better than the last 4 years.
Yep, I would agree with that completely. Joe Cardinale, we always appreciate your input, my friend. Thank you for your service.
Oh, and thank you for putting this out there. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself. Always good to get him on and get his perspective on these things, because he's been involved with it for many years and talked to many of those officers. So, you know, it's something I really hadn't thought about.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that if an officer was to step forward and request help for depression or something like that, then they've immediately been labeled and might not be able to stay in their job or get promoted.
That's really sad to hear, but it does make sense to me why they would then be deemed a liability.
Sure.
But that's just hard. I feel like you're caught between a rock and a hard place. What are you supposed to do? Do you come forward, or then do you just work if you're distressed and you're suicidal? I mean, think about, as a reporter, some of the tragedies that you covered, and we were kept at a distance, right? We had the tape. We were told we can't pass the crime tape. But you have those officers who are going in there and seeing these incredibly gruesome scenes, and it's just awful having to be the one to deliver the news to these families about their loved ones who have been tragically killed. I can't even imagine having to do that. And the pain that you might be feeling after years of doing that line of work, it'd be very difficult. I could not do it.
Yeah, and yet you're just expected to internalize it and go home and act like nothing happened. And yeah,
it's play tough with your kids and not carry any of your work home and that grief.
It is tough for sure. Lots of respect there.